So going into tonight's game, regardless of the outcome of the game, did your first pro start? Tell me how you felt coming into this game, knowing you were getting your first AHL start tonight.
Well, obviously, I was a little bit nervous, and you know, after I got a few saves in me, you know, I just started relaxing more, and you know, I felt a lot better. And you know, obviously tonight I didn't get the bounces I wanted, and as a team we didn't get the bounces we wanted.
How did you feel as the game progressed? What were you really seeing in front of you? Do you feel like you were seeing the puck, or tracking the puck well? You looked like you felt comfortable, especially in that first game.
Yeah, you know, it's a faster game here than junior in the East Coast League, so you got to read the play a bit more and watch it develop. And you know, practice makes perfect. So you know, obviously, there's work to be done, and you know, I got to keep doing the same thing day in and day out.
It's not easy though. I mean, you're playing with the beasts. You get called up to back up Zach. Zach's gone. You're the starting goaltender now. So what's in a very short period of time? That's a lot of, you know, transition of responsibility. How do you mentally prepare for that? How have you been working through that the last couple of days? Get yourself ready.
Well, obviously, it's an opportunity, and like any other opportunity, I got to make the most of it. You know, regardless of where I play, any situation can happen, and, you know, it's happened fast in Vegas, and, you know, very quickly in Montreal now, too. So, you know, you always got to have a ready mindset, and like I said, every day you got to work hard and keep learning new things and getting better each and every day.
What's it like playing with this group?
Oh, well, it's nice, you know, obviously to be a level up, and we have a lot of skilled players on our team, a lot of players that work very hard. So, you know, it's nice to see, and it's nice to, you know, play for them and with them. You know, like I said, it's an opportunity. It's a very good opportunity for myself.
Do you take a lot of time tonight to think about today, or are you just focusing on tomorrow?
For sure, obviously it'll be, you know, for a little bit tonight and on the bus to Hartford. So. You know, but after that, you know, it's out of my head, and I got to get focused for tomorrow.